Good morning, and welcome back to America's Leaders from Coast to Coast, the 250th Anniversary Edition. Today is day 68 of the year, Monday, March 9th, 2026. I'm Stephen.
And I'm Leah.
We are wrapping up our Monday coverage by heading down to South Florida. We are looking at District 24, which covers the incredibly diverse, culturally vibrant communities of northern Miami-Dade and southern Broward counties. It includes Miami Gardens, North Miami, and stretches all the way to Miami Beach. And today, we are profiling a lawmaker who is an absolute, undeniable icon in South Florida politics. We are talking about Democrat Frederica S. Wilson.
Stephen, if you watch any coverage of the United States Congress, you immediately know who Representative Wilson is because she has the most famous, incredible personal style in Washington. She is famous for her hats. She wears these massive, brilliantly colored, rhinestone-studded hats every single day. The late Reverend Jesse Jackson actually gave her the nickname, The Hat. But it is not just a fashion statement. It is a tribute to her Bahamian heritage and her grandmother. And behind that bold style is a woman who spent decades in the absolute trenches of the public education system.
Exactly. Long before she went to Congress, she was an elementary school principal and a member of the Miami-Dade County School Board. And while she was an educator, she saw that young minority men were falling through the cracks of the system. So she founded the 5,000 Role Models of Excellence Project. It is this massive, incredibly successful mentoring program that pairs at-risk youth with successful professionals to keep them out of the criminal justice system and get them into college. She literally changed thousands of lives before she ever passed a federal law.
And she brought that exact same fierce protective energy to Capitol Hill. In the 119th Congress, covering 2025 and 2026, she scored a major leadership position. In January of 2025, she was officially elected as the ranking member of the Water Resources and Environment Subcommittee on the Transportation and Infrastructure Committee. And Stephen, if you represent South Florida, water is everything. Rising sea levels, flooding in Miami Beach, Everglades restoration. She is now the top Democrat overseeing the federal response to those exact crises.
She also sits on the Education and the Workforce Committee, which is where she is fighting her biggest ideological battles right now. Because in early 2026, Frederica Wilson is on the absolute offensive against the new Trump administration. And she made that incredibly clear just a couple of weeks ago. On February 24, 2026, the president delivered the State of the Union address. Representative Wilson made national headlines by officially boycotting the speech.
She released a blistering statement explaining exactly why she refused to attend. She said that families in District 24 are currently terrified of being harassed by federal ICE agents. They are struggling with a massive property insurance crisis, and their voting rights are under attack. She stated that she could not, in good conscience, sit in that chamber and applaud an agenda that she believes is actively harming Black, Brown, and immigrant communities in South Florida. It was a very stark, uncompromising line in the sand.
And just 3 days after that boycott, she leaned right back into her roots as a school principal. Because on February 27, 2026, she teamed up with Congressman Maxwell Frost and Jamie Raskin to reintroduce the Fight Book Bans Act. Florida has been at the absolute epicenter of the national battle over school libraries. Nearly 7,000 books were removed from American schools last year, and a third of those bans happened in Florida.
And Wilson is furious about it. She argues that conservative state laws are forcing schools to erase Black and LGBTQ history. Her bill is designed to provide federal grants up to $100,000 directly to local school districts to help them cover the massive legal and administrative costs of fighting off these bad faith book bans. She is essentially trying to give local school boards the financial ammunition they need to stand up to state-level censorship.
She is also deeply connected to the broader civil rights movement. In late February 2026, the country mourned the passing of civil rights legend Reverend Jesse Jackson. Representative Wilson released a beautiful, heartbreaking tribute to her old friend, reminding the country that they didn't just dream of equality. They fought for it, in the streets together. She vowed to carry his legacy forward in the 119th Congress.
And she has the complete freedom to fight those massive battles, because she is totally secure back home. Florida 24 is a D+24 district. It is a deep blue fortress. she doesn't have to worry about pivoting to the center to win a general election. Her only job is to go to Washington, put on the hat, and be the unapologetic voice for the working-class families of Miami-Dade.
The school principal who mentored thousands of young men.
The ranking member defending the water and the libraries of South Florida.
That is Representative Frederica S. Wilson. That is our profile for Florida's 24th District. We will see you tomorrow as we continue the congressional roll call. Please note AI assists in the creation of this podcast from pointedwords.com, and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.